Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jumper. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls up, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
Mike Breen not giving out a bang.
No
there.
Bang.
No bang. I mean, it's a game-winning shot in the finals.
Is it because it was not a...
It's game one.
I guess.
He doesn't do bang in game one.
Is it because not a three? It was a two?
Maybe. That could be right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike Breen doesn't give out bangs for the two-point baseline jumper. Doesn't give out bangs for shots from the elbow.
Go ahead. Shot from the... Right. Any bangs from the elbow? Nothing?
Nothing. Yeah, no time for that. Pacers have not trailed in the series this postseason. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Friday. We made it to Friday. Rain. It was supposed to rain a lot more yesterday, and that did not happen. It rained overnight.
Yeah.
And, you know, spotty showers, but nothing too crazy throughout the weekend, I think, is what we're looking at. Tomorrow's going to be nice. We made it to Friday.
It's good for the plants.
Sure.
Not that they haven't had enough. They've had enough. I did the other day do the, it's a little too hot. That was Wednesday.
Yeah, that happened to you?
A little too hot.
I was happy it didn't rain last night. We had a T-ball game. My son had a T-ball game at 7:15 last night, which asking, you know, we asked all these four-year-olds to play T-ball at 7:15. For a lot of them, it might be close to bedtime. They start to hit that witching hour and go nuts. My son has a new thing where...
It's chaotic.
It is chaotic. I mean, it's T-ball. So they had a good time, and that was wonderful. But he wanted to continue playing catch. Like, when we get home, we're going to play catch, right? I want to play catch, Daddy, when we get home. And I'm like, buddy, it's pretty late. It's going to get dark. It's bedtime.
Yeah.
He's got this new thing that it's, you know, it's not exactly great behavior, but you can't help but laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'll punch you forever if you don't play. I'm going to punch you forever if you don't play catch with me tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, buddy, we can't do that. He's like, no, I'm gonna fall asleep, and then I'm gonna wake up in the night, I'm gonna punch you forever if you don't play catch
with me.
Like
a sneak attack?
Yes.
In the middle of the
night?
He's
threatening to punch me in my sleep if I don't play catch with him. It's like, all right. He doesn't. It's just it's hard not to laugh. You're like,
yeah.
All right, you know. What are you supposed to say?
You should go next level and like just like stand over you at some point in the middle of the night. Just not like, I'll do it.
Stare down. Like,
I'll do it. But
remember,
then tomorrow better be a catch day.
Right. Remember what I
said? Tomorrow's going to be different.
Put some lights in the backyard, old man. Let's go.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got practice.
Yeah. He's trying to be great. He wants to be great.
He is. He makes me think about my youth playing baseball because, you know, around here, hockey's big too. But I played so much baseball when I was a kid, so much pickup baseball. My entire youth and teen and preteen was not just baseball in the leagues, but also friends. I was thinking about this yesterday, standing out there on the field coaching the kids, you know, run to first, run to second. This is the era before phones. Like, we did not all have phones, and we could not all text each other. You would call your friends on the phone at their house, and it was a phone number. You young kids out there, you ready for this? You knew by heart. You knew your friends' phone numbers.
In fact, the only numbers I know by heart
are your old friends' phone numbers.
Are my old friends' phone numbers.
You'd call everybody, and we would go to this baseball field. I did this every day in the summer. We did not necessarily play organized games. How did I entertain myself for 6 hours on a Wednesday in the summer?
Mm-hmm.
I would just be out in left field catching balls that somebody hit.
Mm.
And then we'd rotate positions, and somebody would hit and take 10 hits. And you just go field the ball and throw it back in. It was like 6 hours of a day.
Yeah.
That's all I did, was play baseball. Versions of baseball. And, you know, it's got me nostalgic for being out there and shagging fly balls. I can't tell you the last time I just was able to shag fly balls.
Yeah.
I would like to do that. Where can I go? Is there a business? Who will offer me the chance to just hit baseballs? You hit baseballs in the air. I just want to patrol center field and catch fly balls.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They probably sell it. You can get one of those machines that, like, shoots them up into the air.
Or like a jugs machine, but not up into the air?
Yeah. Those got to exist, right? They even for tennis, too, when you practice tennis. So you can probably find one of those.
What's more fun than just catching fly balls?
This is why you need to be working in the yard until 10 o'clock with Knox to get him to a point where he can start slinging those out into left field.
You know, that's not wrong.
That's the plan right there. For me, it was hockey, by the way. It was hockey. And it wasn't, we would call, but we would just walk around the neighborhood with our hockey sticks and just knock on the door.
Yeah.
Be like, is AJ home? Is Mike home? Then they already knew. You were holding a hockey stick.
Yeah.
We're going over the cul-de-sac. We've already got two nets. We got a game.
Street hockey?
Street hockey.
Yep.
Yeah, it was definitely street hockey.
I lived on a dead-end street, and we used the street as, like, the rink because there would be no traffic.
Yeah.
And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you have the plastic? Here's how you knew how hard.
The plastic nets?
Not just the plastic nets.
Yeah.
How hardcore you went was based on if you had a set of goalie pads and a friend that would put on the Mylek plastic goalie pads.
Oh, man. Those things were crazy.
You just scuff those things across pavement. If you were putting those on, you were legit.
Yeah, because though you could move with those.
Yes.
You could slide for days out of the net.
I was just coming. I just told Evan, like, get me on. I got to talk about the pads.
The Mylek pads
were the best.
Yeah.
I never wore them because I never played goalie until I was like 12 or 13.
Uh-huh.
Even in street hockey, I never did it just because I was, I don't know, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But I had a buddy that would bring his Mylek pads, and he wouldn't always play, and it was like, whenever we knew there was a chance that this kid Jake would come with the Mylek pads, we were all like, oh, is Jake going to come today? He's got the pads. We got to try and get Jake to come. He's going to bring the pads out. Come on. I had a big, like a metal net too that was unbelievable, like a full-sized hockey net.
What was everybody's go-to puck slash ball that you used for street hockey?
We were tennis ball for a while. There was a point where, you know, when would this have been? Middle school, maybe. Maybe it would have been before high school, where we switched to the Mylek, like, hockey ball.
Okay.
Like the orange hockey ball.
Yep.
Which...
I forgot about those. That's better because it didn't bounce.
Didn't bounce.
That's better.
It was a lot better to play with. It hurt, though.
Yep.
Like, especially as a kid, I got blasted in the cheek with one of those on a slap shot once, and it hurt.
Those were
not like a puck, but we would use tennis ball before that. Which is tennis ball, man. Like, those things would. It was a different sport.
You could whip that thing.
Oh. It was a different sport because you could whip it, but also it would bounce. So, like, hey, if you had good hand-eye coordination. Like
you were better
at tennis ball street hockey than you probably were at regular hockey.
100%.
You have to be only the true psychos used those pucks with the wheels in them, trying to get those.
Those are ridiculous.
Never.
No.
Those
shouldn't exist.
So
I can't believe they do. They can't still exist, right?
They do. Oh, yeah, they do.
Really?
That can't be a thriving business.
You can only use them in gyms, I guess.
Yeah, like you need like a perfect flat surface for those to have any sort of functionality at all.
One other thing about the Mylek pads, though, real quick, because I would do this too, where, like, you know, didn't every kid think they were Dominic Hasek?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
like, you're sliding all over the place. So, especially in those things, because you could move a million miles an hour. The once in a while where your pad was just not tight enough around your leg, and you go to slide from one side to the other, and the pad rolls on you, that is a scuffed knee like you've never had in your life. That's a tough one.
I've got scars from falling on the cement doing that stuff all over the place. It's awesome.
Couple of comments in the chat. AC, I like the rolling puck more than the orange ball.
Oh,
and
terrible.
The rolling puck.
Terrible take. Worst take in chat. Out.
The rolling puck, I just...
Take his points away.
Yeah, no
AC,
way.
AC, I might need to give you a timeout or something.
The rolling puck was a disaster.
Until right now, I'd forgotten about that, like that Mylek orange ball that... It was so good the way that it kind of deadened against the ice or the street. Jim in East Aurora. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. You're flooding memories here. I grew up in Arcade, and... directly behind my house, I could see it from my backyard, in the Arcade Park, was a full-size street hockey rink. They never iced it. It had full boards. It had metal goals. It had penalty box. It had players' boxes. Cool part was it was also cut out of a farmer's field. So it was surrounded by corn, so it was kind of like our own rink of dreams, so to speak. But if you miss the boards, you're going through corn, looking through the ball. And then we bought all our hockey supplies growing up at a Western Auto in town. It was just so cool. You go in and buy the replacement straps because you're breaking four of them a week every time you play on the pads and the ball. It's just everything. So thanks, guys. I appreciate all the memories you brought back.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. The straps on those Mylek pads were like, they were not impressive. Yeah, they were not durable.
It was like a plastic bag that they rolled into a strap.
It was terrible. Yeah. Thanks, Jim, for the phone call. 803-0550, our phone number. So, you know, you mentioned the street hockey rink there. I mentioned I lived on a dead end in Auburn. It would snow. So whenever we'd get a big snow, they would plow the street, and we would have boards three-quarters of the way around.
Oh.
So only one end was open ice, or open street, I should say. And whenever we got a really big snowstorm, that's when it was just no holds barred. Because then you're not even playing hockey. You're just hitting each other into the snow. Yes, who cares about scoring? It's, you're standing near the snowbank?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get called for interference here. Or it would be like pro wrestling where you'd stand by the snowbank so someone would take you into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, please, come on, somebody hit me.
We had the same thing in my house. There's a big parking lot right across the street, and they would plow the snow, and
beautiful.
There would be a backstop. And we used to just take turns, like, come demolish me. Come, you know, Campbell Umberger me into this snowbank and see how deep you can make me go into it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We once tried to, when I was in high school, put together an eight-team, three-on-three basketball league.
Yeah.
Where we chose up the teams based on eight guys that had courts at their house, half court. Mm-hmm. We were trying to do some sort of like schedule with road games and tournaments. Yeah. And maybe like two games in, and nobody ever played again. So
Commissioner White,
that's right. We had big
fire
dreams.
It back up.
We had big dreams. I'll give him a call.
Yeah,
I'll give all the guys a call. Anyway, 803-0550 to join us. Andrew Filippone, 7:30. You know, it's a Friday. Happy Friday, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.